4:55 here on the Sports Line across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Just a couple quick hitters on the NFL as we continue rolling along. Didn't touch on the Redskins a whole lot. They got destroyed against Dallas on Thursday Night Football, and that and the volume of injuries they have in the direction of the NFC playoff race, they're basically done at this point. I mean, we can healthily stick a fork in the Redskins and their chances, especially with the way Seattle looked last night beating Philadelphia. They and the Rams look like they both could make it in. Minnesota, Philadelphia will certainly get in despite that loss. And then the NFC South, clearly with the Saints having control of that division. They've still got Atlanta twice, but they've swept the Carolina Panthers. Atlanta is now 0-3 against the Panthers and the Saints, having lost in Carolina and against the Saints as well. 0-1 in that matchup, Atlanta is, but having lost to Minnesota yesterday, I think there's too much for the Redskins to have to overcome with hurdles there. New England, a little bit of a hurdle. I don't think it's going to be as big as everyone else says it is, with Gronkowski being out one game for his late hit against Tre'Davious White. It's not like he's going to miss the Pittsburgh game. That's the big one in Week 15 that could have more implications on home field advantage when the Pats visit Heinz Field. He'll be available for that. I thoroughly would expect no suspension, and that the Patriots will just guide him through that, guide a game plan together so they don't have to worry about anything there. Giants, they canned Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese. Everyone saw this one coming, and then the chirps grew much louder over the weekend with Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that each of them could have been fired as soon as after the game against Oakland. They waited for the team to get back and then took care of that business today. Eli Manning gets the start this coming weekend, against Dallas, which, how crazy is that? That game against Dallas has been flexed out of the late afternoon slot and into a 1 o'clock start, which, for those two marquee franchises is almost unfathomable, but a clear indicator of where they are. At this point for the Giants, it's mostly just about riding the pine out, and I can see a scenario where Eli returns. If you get a new GM who comes in and a new coach and they want to keep him around, they could well sell him on the idea that they'll do it and that it was really just the prior regime's fault, and there's a lot of evidence to back that up. Covering the Commonwealth comes your way next.